So how many of you found a story and were able to figure out what it is, pretty much? How about your positive purpose? Did you discover that?
Was it something that, okay, only half the people raised their hand on that? Did everybody get that or not?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's an important piece of this process.
So I'll give you we'll go kind of mind map out the steps, and then we'll guide somebody through it, and then you'll have a chance to do it too. So the first step is identify your story, and you just did that. And along with that, what's your good reason for telling yourself that story? What's a positive purpose? So this gives us a starting place. The positive purpose is really useful, and actually, Chris and I typically do this any time we do the dynamic spin anymore. We'll often find out, well, what's going on, what's the positive purpose before we do any of that, because it keeps it really ecological. It also gives your unconscious mind a little more guidance on what kind of gifts to give you or metaphors to use. So once you've identified the story, the positive purpose, then sometimes when you identify the positive purpose, the feelings about it begin to change. Did some of you notice that? Doesn't seem like such an awful thing anymore. So if you, and especially if you ask that meta outcome question, what are you trying to get for yourself, several times, it'll usually go to a sort of a deeper neurological level where there's less of a problem. Three is,
Tim is writing out and showing you how you change your story now. So, and this is the next process we'll be demonstrating, but he's mapping out how to do it so that you can have more clarity on the demonstration as he takes whoever's going to be up here through next.
So any leftover feelings, pull those out just like we did before. What do you see when you pull them out? What do they look like? And then we're going to do it a little bit differently, just as a variation. In a sense, you don't have to do it this way, but it's another way of doing it. Once you've got it out there, and you know what it looks like, drain the color out of it.
So once you pull out the feelings and you see them out there, then have the person imagine, tell them to see all the color draining out of that image.
And by doing that, you're going to find for most of you it'll lessen the charge that's there. It's a way of taking out some of the intensity of it.
It's one of the beginning steps of a release. So it's a little baby release.
Five. Find out which way it's going. Reverse the spin. And this time, instead of exploding it, get it going so fast it just goes down to a dot. So it's like it spins so fast it disappears into a little dot on the horizon.
So you reverse it so fast that it goes down to a little dot or a speck. And then what will happen is that will bloom in to the gift or the symbol or the metaphor or the archetype.
By the way, that's kind of a metaphor in and of itself, because you know how a new star is formed? That's kind of what a new star does. And you know what you're all made of, don't you?
Stardust.
You're made of stardust.
So when a star goes nova, meaning that it dies, it will get spinning so fast that it kind of explodes. And then what happens is from that explosion and all that stardust is new stars. And that's how a star is born. It's so cool. I've spent hours watching YouTube videos of it. But that's where we got the idea to spin it until it explodes. Some people don't like exploding, though. So this is a really nice variation where you just shrink it all the way down almost to nothingness. And then like a flower, you just have it bloom in to a new gift or metaphor or symbol or archetype, and Some people prefer that way of doing it. So we'll give you a chance to experience both ways.
So you spin it so fast it goes to a dot, and when it's in a dot, it'll just open back up and give you a new metaphor and find the meaning in the metaphor. Then optional, you can send it out for more gifts, more resources. And once you've done this, that gives you a basis for a new story. So
what will happen is once you get the first gift, there'll be some symbology in that, which will be an element of the new story, but you won't quite know what it is. And then you'll send it out, and something else will come back, and you'll get the meaning on that. You bring all that in, and then once you bring it in, the new story will just naturally emerge.
So these steps may be numbered a little differently than what's in your book, but what's important is you just get the concept. And sometimes I find if you write it down as a mind map, it's more like a picture in your mind. So.
And you'll get to see it because we're going to demo it in just a few minutes. So we wanted, like we said, we wanted to map it out first so you can have clarity on what Tim is doing when he demonstrates it. And then we'll actually have somebody up here who gets to change their story.